A new study from Curtin University has found the best plants and bee hotels to help boost urban bee numbers. We know that bees have such an important role in our gardens and ecosystems, but unfortunately there has been a decline in their numbers over the years. This new research has discovered some pretty interesting findings, some of which you can implement in your own garden. To tell us more about the study and findings, we're joined by Dr. Kit Prendergast from the Curtin School of Molecular and Life Sciences. Good morning. Thanks for joining me on The Record.
Good morning.
So to begin with, could you explain why there has been a bit of a decline in the bee population of late?
So native bees are facing numerous threats, including urbanisation, which leads to the loss of native vegetation, land clearing as well for agriculture, especially livestock agriculture is particularly bad because it's clearing native trees and native flowers to put in grazing pasture. They're also threatened by climate change and also threatened by honeybees, which many people are starting to keep in their backyards. And these are an introduced species and they are competing with our native bees for food resources. So they're facing many, many threats, and together these are causing declines in our native bees. One of the saddest things is that hardly anyone is investing in monitoring the populations, so we don't even know the extent of how bad the declines are.
Yeah, that's quite sad to hear there hasn't been a huge amount of monitoring. But you've done quite a lot of research in the area of bees, and this new one focuses on 14 different sites that you've looked at. Can you tell us a bit about how these sites were chosen and what kind of sites they are?
Yeah, so during my PhD, I did research across 14 sites in an urbanised area of southwest Western Australia, which is a biodiversity hotspot. It's renowned worldwide for having a high concentration, mainly in terms of the native flora that are found nowhere else in the world. So high diversity of plants, it sort of goes to say that there would be a high diversity of pollinators, but there'd never been any sort of systematic studies in this area. So I really wanted to find out what native bees occurred in this biodiversity hotspot, which is also a place where humans live, work and play. And I was particularly interested in comparing people's gardens with the remnants of bushland that we are so lucky to still have around our city in Perth. So I basically just chose them with the residential gardens. I wanted to make it as randomised as possible, and I took to the socials and asked people to volunteer their gardens for me to survey them, and then I chose bushland remnants around those gardens so that they were interspersed. So a good sort of spread of bushland remnants and residential gardens on both the north and south sides of the Swan River, which, as we know, if you live in Perth, that's pretty much like different sides of the state. So I could look at, like, you know, the full extent of the area around Perth.
And from your research, you found a top 10 species of plants that bees prefer. Can you tell us a bit more about this?
Yeah, so during my surveys, which were conducted over 2 years at these 14 sites, in spring and summer, I recorded every single bee visitation to every single plant, and so amassed a huge amount of data on the plant-pollinator interactions. And our native bees in particular are quite picky. They're quite specialised. And I also found even honeybees, they can be quite particular, not as particular as native bees for sure, but still quite particular in what plants they like. And I found that about 70% of the bee visits were to 10 plant species. So these plant species are really important for us to have for our native bees in the areas around Perth. And for native bees, all of these were native flowers. So we really need to be focusing on protecting the native bushland, and if we're gardening, using these native bee-friendly flowers. And even it's even more, I guess, particular than just plant natives. So I've been found that many of the native flowers the bees wouldn't visit, these might be flowers that are pollinated by things other than bees. You know, some things are pollinated by birds or visited by wasps and flies. But yeah, these particular species they really loved, and they were mainly in the family Myrtaceae. So Corymbia calophylla, that's our Mary. We really need to protect those. The eucalypts, the melaleucas, the bottle brushes, which are in the genus Callistemon, and the native pea plants. So we're thinking of Jacksonia, Hardenbergia, things like that. So, yeah, our native bees are quite specialised, and we really need to focus on the native plants. And if people want to learn more about what plants are great for our native bees, as well as how to create nesting habitat for them, I have a book called Creating a Haven for Native Bees, and has a list of the native plants as well as the bees that use the bee hotels and how to make bee hotels. And you can get this book by emailing me at my email address, which is kitprendergast21@gmail.com.
You're listening to On the Record. We're speaking with Dr. Kit Prendergast about new research that has found the best plants and bee hotels for boosting urban bee numbers. What you were saying there, and also from what I read, it was found that the bees preferred to visit from the native flowers rather than exotic species. Was this previously known?
So it was known in some places that bees do like native flowers, but a lot of research has been conducted in the Northern Hemisphere, where the particular plant species that bees will visit are exotic ones here. So you can't translate like the top 10 flowers, say, in California or in London to Australia. And there's also been mixed results about, how important native plants are. There are some studies, I guess, especially in agricultural contexts, where you've got like not many plant species, you've got a mass blooming crop where really weeds, like any sort of weeds, are better than a monoculture. So whilst there's been some research that's been like, yeah, native plants are better, it's never been quite as strong as here. Like the really strong preference was definitely sort of quite remarkable how reliant and dependent they were on the native plants.
At these sites, you also researched the benefits of bee hotels. For those who don't know, could you explain what a bee hotel is?
Yes. So you probably see bee hotels sort of popping up in lots of gardening centres, and it's really important to know what they do and who they're for. And it's really obvious based on like the signage and the advertising in many garden centres that the centres that are selling them actually have no idea. So bee hotels are not for honeybees, and they're not for all native bees. So they are for the native bees that in nature nest in little holes in wood created by wood-boring beetles. So in a natural environment, there's, you know, a healthy ecosystem. We've got lots of trees. There's beetles. They bore into the wood for their larvae. And then when the larvae, you know, metamorphose into beetles, you've got these little holes in the trees. And then the native bees go use these holes. So it's this beautiful functioning ecosystem. Sadly, many trees have been cleared, as I said, in agricultural areas and in urban areas. And so these bee hotels are providing the native bees with additional nesting habitat. And it's for these particular bees that nest this way. There's also bees that nest in the ground. So it's a particular subset of bees, in particular the Megachillidae. These are the bees that really like using them, as well as some of the Hylaeanae, sometimes Eximura and the Euroglossinae. As I said, you can learn more about all these bees in my book. But these are the bees that use the bee hotels, and that's what they're for. We're providing them with some extra nesting habitat, and they're also a really cool way to study the fitness. That means the survival and reproduction of our native bees, and that's what I was doing with the bee hotels as well.
So were you able to see how quickly the bees took to your hotels once you put them up?
Yeah, so I found that it took them about a month to sort of colonise the bee hotels, and then they really peaked in about December and January in terms of the occupancy. I've done some additional studies elsewhere in the Southwest that I need to write the results, where I was putting up bee hotels as a recovery tool for bees after bushfires. And this is in a habitat where fires have gone through and destroyed many of the trees, and the bee hotels were really used there. So it was always starting from about October, and that's because most of our native bees aren't active in winter, especially not the Megatillidae. So it takes them a little bit of a while to find them. Once they find them, they will readily use them, provided that they're designed correctly.
Another finding from your research was that the greater flower diversity reduced bee hotel occupancy. That's quite surprising, because you think it might be the other way around and it would encourage more bees to be there.
Yeah, I was at first quite surprised at this finding, because there's been so many studies that have been like, yeah, greater floral diversity is better for native bees. But it also was supported by my other research, where I was looking at overall native bees visiting these sites based on not using the bee hotels, but just visiting the sites and foraging on the flowers. And when I looked more into the foraging ecology of these bees, these results actually made sense, because of that specialized nature of the native bees. Within a particular area, if you have a higher diversity of flowers, you're going to have a smaller proportion of any particular flower. And especially in residential gardens, there's fewer native flowers, so you have a high diversity of lots of exotic plants, and then not many of the native plants, and not many of these like key favorite native plants. So flower species identity is really important when you're planting them. You hear some people be like, oh, plant it and they'll come. It's not, unfortunately, not that simple. You have to really look at what species you're planting. And as I said, that information is now available in my publication as well as in my book. But yeah, that's why there was those quite surprising results, because our native bees are quite fussy, so more flowers doesn't necessarily mean more of the flowers that they like.
Well, thank you so much for joining me on the program this morning and telling us more about your research into the best plants for bees, but also the importance of bee hotels if used correctly.
Yeah, thanks for being so interested in my research and for your great questions and having me on the show.
Thank you so much.